data communications methods, and middle end. Data communications methods are the computer languages and methodologies that enable systems to intercommunicate and act as a seamless whole. Ideally, communications between supply chain partners have two features. They should be easy to link or unlink, and when linked, they should be tightly integrated. The more tightly integrated the communications are between supply chain partners, the more the supply chain can act as though it were a virtual organization. The value of communications methods that enable efficient interbusiness links depends on how businesses make use of the data. If they manage the process properly, they can increase the visibility and accuracy of information, speed transactions, and reduce duplication of efforts. These efficiencies can reduce cycle times, inventories, and capital expenses, and increase return on investment and customer service. While the communications themselves need to be tightly integrated, the method of achieving that integration should be easy to create, change, and maintain. This is accomplished using a middle end that resides between the user interface and the back-end server and database systems. Here we cover two types of middle end systems, middleware and application programming interfaces, APIs. Middleware is more complex and requires more investment in programming, but can connect to multiple tools, while APIs are direct one-to-one connections that are easier to develop. First, we clarify where the middle end fits in the overall information system architecture. Front end, middle end, back end. Front end, middle end, and back end are ways of describing conceptual roles of software as well as areas of specialization for software developers. Front end. This is the user interface, and in a client-server scenario, this would be the software on the client end. A web browser and web pages are another example. Front-end programmers are concerned with the quality of the user experience, minimizing data entry errors, and accommodating various use cases. Middle end. This is the glue that holds the front end together with the back end. It is essentially a translation service for various applications to enable them to converse. Middle end programmers are concerned with automating data requests or data transmissions, and the key is to ensure that the interface is simple to program, simple to document, and simple to modify or scale upward. An example of scaling upward is that the middleware does not become the bottleneck when the front end and back end could handle more traffic. Back end. This is the server and the database, which could be in the cloud. Back end developers are concerned with ensuring fast access to the right data and for keeping that data accurate, well organized, and secure. Here we take a closer look at the middle end. These systems are intended to overcome a major obstacle that stands in the way of creating visibility and automated transactions between supply chain partners. Getting incompatible hardware and software to communicate automatically and securely without great expense or development time. The middle end is important because it helps to integrate the supply chain, enables systems and companies to share information, eliminates duplicate and inconsistent data, and breaks down organizational silos. In short, it enables an optimized and collaborative supply chain. The middle end also enables secure transactions through authentication, preventing unauthorized users from gaining entry. And authorization, users can only perform authorized transactions or access their own data. Middle end systems are often needed because some software systems may be inherently incompatible or reside on different hardware platforms, and thus require a middle end to share their functionality. They may also use different operating systems, database types, or computer languages. Sometimes legacy systems may be involved that are no longer supported and may be virtually impossible to modify. Legacy systems are defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an old business application often running on antiquated software that interfaces poorly with other applications, but may continue to be used because it is too expensive to replace. While many of the methods discussed next are becoming dated through the continual advancement of the field, the expense of upgrading to newer methods means that many organizations are still relying on some of these older methods. Middleware. Middleware is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as software that enables communication and connectivity between different applications or databases in a distributed system. This software interfaces systems together that were not designed to interact, providing users within different supply chain partners with seamless access to data and decision support tools. Subtypes include content-level middleware, for example, electronic data transfer, data-oriented middleware, and process-oriented middleware. Content-level middleware, electronic data transfer, EDT. Content-level middleware specifies a shared format for standard forms and each of the data fields. The parties involved must agree upon the shared format that will be used. Each may need to translate their data to work with this common format. It is more like an electronic version of sending someone a paper invoice or other document without requiring data reentry. It cannot automate multiple system interactions. Content-level middleware is also called electronic data transfer, EDT. EDT refers to any transfer of information using electronic means. Originally, EDT could take place only through proprietary electronic data interchange and electronic funds transfer, EFT. Electronic data interchange, EDI, is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the paperless, electronic exchange of trading documents, such as purchase orders, shipment authorizations, advanced shipping notices, ISNS, and invoices, using standardized document formats. EDI and EEFT systems were effective in sending data between two locations if each location was set up using the same standards. Distributed, open standards for EEDI plus the internet have enabled much more fluid EDI transfers. Funds transfers have their own standards and are necessarily very restricted. EFT is vital for supply chain payments, but is outside the scope of this text. EDI is primarily internet-based today, including via mobile devices. Newer EDI methods should take these cellular device needs into account by providing fast, simple data transfers in self-contained small packets that keep interruptions from corrupting the data. Also, because wireless transmissions are easier to intercept, data security is paramount. Messages can be sent through a private network or a web-based EDI. The latter type is much less expensive under either method. EDI requires that special software, proprietary software, or some type of middleware be installed at each end of the transaction, or that a third-party value-added network manage the transaction for a fee. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a value-added network, VAN, as a network, often supporting electronic data interchange, providing services additional to those provided by common carriers. EERP systems may also perform this service. EDI data standards include internationally agreed upon extranet protocols for transmitting data between companies. In this way, EDI can connect systems that do not run the same applications or EERP systems. While newer methods to be discussed shortly have replaced EDI in many cases, EDI remains a common method of connecting supply chains for basic transactions such as customer orders, advanced shipment notifications, and invoices. Because of the expense of implementing EDI, the fact that it often needs to be batch processed, and the need to agree on one of the various EDI data formats, newer web services-based offerings, discussed below, or cloud-native formats are taking over this space. Many of the more complex messaging requirements involved in supply chain management, such as supply chain event management, SCEM, are too complex and too expensive to implement with EDI. Data-oriented middleware. Data-oriented middleware involves large system-to-system linkages that require extensive customization. Each connection usually requires a great deal of configuration, as all the shared data fields must be mapped out one by one. For example, when one system sends information with a product number, the receiving system knows that product number is what it calls finished good ID hash. If you decide you now want to link to a third application or upgrade to a new version, you have to start from scratch. Therefore, this option is expensive and can become obsolete fast. Process-oriented middleware. Another approach to middleware is process-oriented middleware, also called business process management software. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines business process management, BPM, as a business discipline or function that uses business practices, techniques, and methods to create and improve business processes. BPM is a holistic approach for using appropriate business disciplines to gain business performance improvements across the enterprise or supply chain. It promotes business effectiveness and efficiency while striving for innovation, flexibility, and integration with technology. Most process improvement disciplines or activities can be considered as BPM. Process-oriented middleware is smart middleware that manages entire conversations. The link businesses first map their processes. Then the process-oriented middleware runs the processes and sends the data to the relevant systems as dictated by the process map. Once the process is mapped out, different companies with various types of EERP, legacy, and best-of-breed applications can apply the process map to their systems and communicate effectively without attempting to make systems congruous. It requires businesses to focus on processes and therefore has a side benefit of process simplification. However, process-oriented middleware may not be as simple to integrate with existing systems as advertised. Other features of process-oriented middleware include firewalls between partners, customized processes for each partner, internal integration preceding external links, integration with automatic identification technologies, application programming interfaces, APIs, an application programming interface. API is middle-end programming code that resides nearer to the front-end systems than middleware. It enables simple one-to-one interactions with a back-end. Internet traffic from other systems, IoT devices, and mobile devices are sent to the API, which translates the data into a format useful to the web server and ultimately to its database. Data returned from these queries, requests for information, is translated back into the format required for the other application. The API enables an authorized system to query the database automatically and frequently. Newer forms of APIs, for example JavaScript object notation, JSON, are lightweight, meaning they are easy to create and update. APIs are developer-friendly, platform-independent, and easily scalable. APIs are also used for large-scale applications, such as ERP systems, that need to talk to their back-end systems. APIs can be for public use, for specific partner use only, for internal use only, or a combination. They can enable real-time transactions and real-time analytics. APIs are typically used with software architectures that break the software into small modules that can be programmed independently of one another. Older systems were monolithic. Each module is one software function, such as a credit card processing function. This type of framework is called web services. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines web services as a common internet or intranet framework that enables the movement of data from one supply chain application to another, without the requirement for a direct connection between the two applications and without regard to the underlying operating system for those applications. The standards are open, meaning that all developers can access and use the same standards and communications can be performed across operating systems, application platforms, and computer languages. The advantage of web services is that they save time and money by cutting development time, especially for integration. For example, if an airline develops its flight check-in software using web services, it could build the application using the best available database search engine from one vendor, the best seat assignment application from a different vendor, and their own pricing application. Web services make use of only the specific data elements that are made available for sharing. The components would work together as one application, but just a portion of the application could be upgraded independently. Two types of APIs are SOI and microservices. SOI, service-oriented architecture, SOI, is an approach to software design, architecture, in which applications are assembled from reusable components, services, to allow for widespread and flexible sharing of supply chain partner services. A service could be a credit check or matching an invoice with a purchase order, or it could be more elaborate, for example, a rule to reroute trucks automatically based on traffic data. SOI has two main goals: to achieve loose coupling among services and to separate applications from their data so they achieve universal functionality. The loose coupling of modules could be compared to the round connectors on Lego registered trademark building blocks that make them easy to reconfigure. Universal functionality requires that all messages contain all data necessary to complete processing, rather than assuming that the data can be looked up. This allows the best service provider in each area to offer its service without offering the whole package. A consequence of loose coupling is that services can run anywhere on a network without being restricted to a specific hardware or software platform or programming language. In contrast, tightly coupled systems have interoperability issues. The results of using SOI are a dramatic decrease in application development time because many portions of an application can be reused. Applications are by nature more adaptable, interoperable, and scalable. Microservices. Microservices are newer cloud-native interfaces that require the same loose coupling of services as SOI. While SOI is used to help multiple applications talk to each other, microservices help various services within a single application talk to each other. There are a number of other differences from SOI that are of interest to programmers related to ensuring the efficiency and resilience of the code. But the gist is that while similar to SOI, microservices are a different programming style. One model used in microservices as well as in some other types of middleware is called publish/subscribe messaging. In this model, the publisher creates one or more categories of interfaces or other types of messages and publishes them. Any number of organizations or persons could then subscribe to receive these publications as soon as they are released. The publisher is in effect creating some standard templates, and it is up to the subscriber to get their end to communicate with the given template.